welcome to Very Amusing, your one-stop shop for the stories, secrets, and shenanigans of a popcorn-fueled theme park journalist. I'm Carly Wiesel, and Happy New Year, everybody! Happy New Year if you are listening to this on January 1st, 2025, when it comes out. Now, I'm recording this kind of on the shoulder of the new year. It is late afternoon on December 31st because, listen, I was determined to get you an episode for the new year, and that is exactly what we're gonna do. In case you haven't noticed yet, about 30 or so seconds into this episode, this one was not edited by Jeff Fox. This one was done by moi because I was down to the wire. I will be spending my New Year's cutting this episode, which I happily will do. I haven't had a casual night at home in truly 4 weeks, I think. So it'll be a nice little relaxing night. I'm gonna have some pizza. I'm gonna upload this, and I'm going to make sure I have something to sustain you while I am gone for a few weeks, getting ready for all the exciting things to come to Very Amusing in 2025. Now, I'm not really someone who sets a lot of goals. I don't make a lot of future plans because I'm just, listen, I equate the way I live my life to being in a dark room with a flashlight. I'm just trying to see what's in front of me because there's a lot going on, especially when you got the ADHD and you got a kid. It's a lot, but this year, I don't know what came over my body at like 9:45 a.m. on December 31st, but I was like, this house will not be messy in 2025. And I spent the entire day cleaning everything. I don't know what was in my little whole milk cappuccino this morning, but I really have a fire under my rear and I am going for it. I have pulled out all these clothes that Pearl no longer fits in. I've cleaned up the kitchen. The kitchen counter has almost nothing on it anymore. I've gotten rid of decorative tchotchkes to put other tchotchkes up into storage so that things look nice. And I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited to wake up tomorrow and be like, oh, who cleaned this house? Oh, it was me last year. Oh, how wonderful. Now, because Jeff is not editing this episode, we are about to take a commercial break, and it might not sound good. It might not sound good, but we're doing our best. We're doing our best, and hey, maybe next year, maybe in 2025 as you're listening to this, the bright new year ahead, maybe I will finally learn how to properly control the volume of the files that I upload. Anyway, I have so much to share with you from my wonderful whirlwind of a trip to Walt Disney World, both before and after the sailing on the Disney Treasure. I can't wait. Please stick around for these words from our lovely, lovely sponsors, and we'll get into it. Happy New Year! Okay, BRB. Hi, it's me. Do not skip this ad because this is an ad for MEI Mouseman Travel. Yes, but it's also a comprehensive list of all the ways you will save money booking your Disney vacation this year. Because free dining is back. Hotel discounts are here. But on top of that, Mouseman Travel is actually going to pay you to take a Disney vacation. Because on top of all of these promotions that Disney World dropped, Mousefan Travel will give you a free Disney gift card just for booking your vacation with them. Not only is it free to book with Mousefan Travel, but to thank you for saving money with all these discounts and promotions, they'll save you even more money. They're gonna give you money for the privilege of saving you money. See? This is why I love them so much. And if I sound hyped up and a little overwhelmed and really stress the urgency, it's because if you book now, the sooner you book, you can take advantage of as many rooms and packages available before other people snap them up and the hotel you want or the discount that you need or the package that's available just poof, disappears. And those people going to Disney World saving money, they're not my priority, you are. And when you book with Mousefan Travel, you'll be their priority too. So here's what you need to know when it comes to discounts in 2025. Disney World's famous free dining promotion is back. It's on trips between May 27th and June 26th and July 7th to August 6th of this year. So that's almost all of June and almost all of July. Free dining requires a minimum 3-night length of stay and a minimum 3-day park hopper ticket. And if that doesn't really work for you, don't worry. Disney World has a zillion more discounts, including up to 30% off hotel rooms all summer on most nights from May 1st to September 30th, which is almost half the year that you can save money on your hotel and still get that Mousefan Travel gift card. They've even got this Disney World package deal where you can save up to $200 per night on most stays February 26th to June 30th. They've got up to 25% off rooms in early 2025. They've got Florida resident discounts. They have discounts all year long. They've basically got enough numbers and percentages to fill an AP statistics exam. And Mousefan Travel's vacation planners will make sense of all of it. They will do better on the AP stat test than I did. And they will find you the best deal possible. So please reach out to Mousefan Travel today to save money and make money back at mousefantravel.com/amusing. And again, you are eligible for that free gift card, up to $250 just for booking for free with Mousefan Travel. If you've never used a travel agent before or just want to see what it might cost to squeeze in a family vacation, reach out for a free quote, tell them I sent you, and enjoy the extra dollars in your pocket and those planning experts on your side. Head to mousefantravel.com/amusing.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to our little gab sesh hang time all about my recent visit to Walt Disney World. Also, I have not recorded a podcast episode in my office in a few weeks. This room is dusty, y'all. I don't know. Do I have too much stuff? Do I need to clean this room also? I don't want to cut this podcast short to be cleaning up this room, but I might have to do it immediately after I'm done. Now, as you know, I went in the Disney Treasure earlier this month. It's January. I went to the Disney Treasure recently, and it was a blast. I had a wonderful time. I had some thoughts. All of that is in the Disney Treasure episode, but I flew in a day earlier than they were flying people in just because I really needed a full day at Disney World. Now, this podcast is technically supposed to be about the behind-the-scenes story, secret shenanigans of a popular theme park journalist, as you know, but I don't talk as much about media events that much. But what I will say here, just to set the scene, is that typically for a trip like this, again, the sailing was out of Port Canaveral, so we flew into Walt Disney World and like met up, and then we left from there to go to the ship. Everyone flew in the day before. So you got there, you went to the park, and then the next morning we left for the cruise. However, when you fly from the West Coast, it takes all day. It takes all day. And I was like, if I'm leaving my kid behind, if I have a chance to just be with my mom and hang out at Disney World for a full day, I gotta take it. I can't get there, land at 6:30, and then have, what, an hour in the park before I have to go on the cruise? My heart can't handle that. If I'm like touching ground in Orlando, I have to be there for at least 24 hours, or as long as physically possible. That's just, I need it. I need it. It fills my soul. I simply have to do it. So I ended up flying out a day early. I had a feeling that they would be placing us, because they like put you at a hotel. Everyone's kind of at the same hotel beforehand. I had a feeling they were going to put us at the Contemporary Resort, but the garden wings, like the separate wing in back of the main tower at the Contemporary. They did that for the Tiana's event. And I was like, okay, I really don't want to change rooms. My mom and I have a lot of luggage, especially before a cruise. So I'm going to book a room, garden wing, Contemporary, hoping that that's where we end up getting placed, and pray that a miracle happens where they're able to combine my room so I don't have to check out. And miracle on miracle, it happened. I guessed correctly. I paid, I'm going to say, way too much money to stay at a garden wing room. It was close to $700, and those rooms are not my favorite. But the convenience factor was golden, because my mom and I arrived a day early. We checked in, we went to our room because we arrived late, our room was ready, and then we were just ready to go for a full whirlwind at Walt Disney World. I would give it, I'd say like a 24-hour whirlwind is what it ended up being. So we got there, we dropped our bags, and my mom loves Disney Springs. So the way that I can't be like near Disney World without being at Disney World, like I have to be there, I have to like see a hotel, I have to do something. She can't go to Disney World without seeing Disney Springs. So I blocked off that night. I made sure that we'd be able to go to Disney Springs, and we did. And it was pretty glorious. We started by shopping at Coach and looking at all of the Disney leather collab goods that I will not spend my hard-earned money on because they are so expensive. They have this beautiful Goofy keychain that is like, it's like $200. I think it's $198. I'm waiting for it to go on sale. But it's this little leather Goofy, and it's so beautiful. It just feels like an heirloom piece. It's so nice, but I just can't spend that much on a keychain that just a decorative object that doesn't even hold my belongings. I can't do it. But I did poke around the store a little too long. Anyway, my mom and I walked around and I ended up making a last minute reservation at Summer House. It's one of the few Disney Springs restaurants I've never dined at. But Summer House, I think they call this one Summer House on the Lake instead of Summer House Santa Monica, which is the Chicago based one. But I'm getting ahead of myself. So this restaurant is part of Let Us Entertain You, which is a very, very famous restaurant group in the Chicagoland area. All the restaurants I grew up going to, all the restaurants we love are Let Us Entertain You. They really know how to run a restaurant. They know how to do it. Their restaurants are phenomenal and I love them very much. So to have one at Disney Springs that is tied to this big famous Chicago company, I simply had to go. And this was the time. And I gotta tell you, we are not talking about Summer House on the Lake enough. This place was really, really good. Like, I spent the whole meal being like, Mom, is this amazing? And she's like, this food is so good. She got these artichoke hearts that were unlike any other artichoke heart I've ever had. I got this kale Caesar salad with crispy chicken on top, which was amazing. But as you know, they're known for their cookies. But here's the thing. You can walk up and buy their cookies at their cookie bar, no problem. My favorite thing from the cookie bar when I'm gone, just up there with my friend Zach, if you're listening, hi. I got cookies. He told me to get the brown butter marshmallow treat. It's like a Rice Krispie treat. It's big. It's a big old block of it and it has brown butter in it. Zach told me to get that. Zach was right. I really liked that one. But when you order dessert at the table, when you order cookies, they can deliver them to you warm and a la mode. I really wanted a pure cookie experience, so I did not do a la mode. I just did it warm. And the cookie I had warm was one of the best things I have eaten all year. Now, they have a gigantic list of cookies. I'm looking at it right now. They have, oh my gosh, coconut chocolate chip, ginger snap, oatmeal scotchy, birthday cake, peanut butter, apple oatmeal, pinky, lemon, M&M. They have a vegan gluten-free chocolate chip. They have all these Rice Krispies. They have a brownie. They have a blondie. They have key lime Rice Krispie treat. Oh my God, they have so much stuff. But there was one that stood out to me, one that I didn't understand and had not heard about. And this was the Wild Thai Banana. Now, most people would see this menu and be like, I gotta stick with the classic. I gotta get a peanut butter. I gotta get something frosted. I gotta get like maybe just an almond cookie, which also sounds amazing. But I couldn't, I had to know. I had to know what this Wild Thai Banana was. I had to know. And it basically was like, if you've ever been to Hawaii and you've gotten banana bread and you've been like, wow, this banana bread is superior to any banana bread I've had in my life. It was that, but a cookie. It was that and a cookie. And it was a little crunchy and it was soft and it was warm. It was so warm. It was, I'm telling you, eat at this restaurant. Do not skip the hot cookie. Because apparently, from what the waiter told me, they can't heat them up if you get them at the bar, but you can only get them warm if you sit at a table. So highly recommend Summer House on the Lake. I will be going back. My mom's already texting me about going back. Like, truly, truly an experience. Very, very fun. The rest of the night, my mom and I spent it at the Zara. My mom and I love a Zara at Disney Springs. She actually picked me out a sweater that was spot on, I'd say, to give British Baking Show terms. It was this brown, like, zippy sweater that is warm. It was nice. It was nice. I bought it and I've worn it multiple times since. And that's a lot because I've been out of town for the majority of the month. What else did we do over there? We went to Sephora, the busiest Sephora I've ever seen. I think I got a face mask. Yes, I got a face mask. That was nice. I also posted, I got two face masks. One I used there and then one I used when I was in Mexico, if you saw my post. It was the Glow Recipe Watermelon Mask. Do not buy it, friends. Do not buy it. It looked like I had hot pieces of ham sliding down my face. Really a terrible experience. Can't I recommend it. We walked around, we shopped. Weirdly, didn't find anything for Pearl. I usually let my mom buy one item for Pearl, which we ended up buying on the cruise. We bought this, like, we saw it at Castaway Key. It was a Disney Cruise-shaped container with beach shovels and stuff. Very cute. Brought it to Mexico. She loved it. But we didn't find anything in World of Disney that Pearl didn't already have. She doesn't have that much. It's just, you know, there's not that much stuff for kids under three because of choking hazards, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, the next day was our big theme park day. We were going to do as much parks as we could before we went on the cruise. I started the day by checking in. Usually before like a media event that involves travel, you check in, you get any laminate, you get instructions, you get, especially with the cruise, there's a lot of like information you have to get before you go. So we started the day there and then we hopped on the monorail. We hopped on the monorail and we went to Epcot. And let me tell you, it was my ideal weather. I was wearing a turtleneck during the day, turtleneck and jeans at Epcot. It's simply, It simply cannot be beat. It simply cannot be beat. Now, this day, I really went into it with no plans. We had no schedule. I knew we were starting at Epcot because the ticket, Disney arranged that ticket and then started at Epcot, so we were going to start at Epcot. But I had no plans. And so the first ride we went on was Journey into Imagination because why the heck not? My mom and I hung out. We walked around Epcot. We took photos. We got a little snack. And then we ended up going to lunch. I was like, why don't we just casually go to lunch? We just casually go to lunch. A friend was in town staying at over the Four Seasons. And I was like, oh, I'm going to try to catch her before she leaves to say hi. But I think the timing works out where if we just go to a quick lunch at Shiki Sai, you know, the sushi place that I love, we'll be able to fit it in. And we did. And I will say, now, I got to be really careful with how I phrase this because I love this restaurant. I have recommended it many, many times. But this was the first time I went where I was like, maybe this isn't as incredible as I remember. It was still great, but it wasn't, it didn't have like, I don't know. I don't want to slander this restaurant because I do love it there. But the fish wasn't as great as I remembered. And I remembered getting the sushi there and being like, oh my God, the sushi is incredible. The sushi is like New York City, Los Angeles level sushi restaurant sushi. And this time I was a little like, okay. And then I got the tempura, which has been one of my favorite dishes there. And they served it, used to come with this wasabi salt. And they served it without. And I was like, and I asked and they had the salt, I got it, but everything felt like before it was 100 out of 100, like a true A plus. This time it felt more like maybe a 91 or an 89. I will be going back, I will be checking in. I love it there, but I just, you know, sometimes Disney restaurants adjust over the first couple years of them opening and I will keep my eye on it. I will keep my eye on it. And I think that's probably all I'll say about it. I'm so grateful we were able to be sat there. I really like it there. I will be back. But we left and we're like, oh, we got to go catch my friend. So again, I love an adventure. I love a Disney World adventure. So we were obviously at the Japan Pavilion at Epcot. We like beep, 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 all the way over to Boardwalk to get in an Uber to take it to Four Seasons to just barely catch my friend and say hello before she had to fly out of town. I love an adventure. I love any sort of Amazing Race style journey at Disney World. Like there's nothing that makes my brain happier for some reason. And it was a lot of fun to race there. But once we were there, we went to the stores, the boutiques there, by the way, the boutiques, the Four Seasons, love to shop there. Not spending a lot of money, but I sure be looking. I'm looking at everything and everything is very cute. I mean, it's fancy stuff. They had this adorable passport holder that had mushrooms on it. It was very, very cute. So after that, we hopped back in the car because I realized we had just enough time to make it to Magic Kingdom. This was a Christmas party night. The park closed at 6. And I thought, we don't need to be there for that long. We just need to be there for a few minutes. And we got there at 5:30. Now, I did have an ulterior motive because we walked in the gate at 5:30. The park closed, boom, at 6. And my ulterior motive was that I was finishing up a story about Tiana's Bayou Adventure, and I had to go there and fact check something. And I was like, I tried to fact check it from afar. I just couldn't get it done. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be on the ground. I'm going to get it done. We walk in at 5:30. By like 5:40 somehow, I'm back there. Work's done. I somehow accomplished it in the nick of time, fact checked what I needed, and then we were free. We were free in Magic Kingdom. And I thought, you know what? Let's go on Pirates. Why not? It was still open. We made it on Pirates at, let me look at the timestamp. Made it on Pirates at, oh my God, we were close. We got in the queue for Pirates at 5:51 and we were finishing the ride by 6:05. Like we really timed it out so well. And on the way out of Pirates, you know, the park, I don't want to overstay my welcome. I don't want to be rude, but I know that we have to go. We have to mosey. We don't have the wristbands. We're not a party guest. Like we should go. We don't want to overstay. It's their party. We got to go. But on the way out, I noticed something I have never really paid attention to in the Magic Kingdom, which is that they have a Sunglass Hut in Adventureland. I'm sure you have all seen it. You've all seen the Sunglass Hut, but it's really like an apparition. It's like you don't notice it until you really need it. And I recently lost my favorite pair of sunglasses. So I'm walking through Adventureland. We got time to kill. And I'm looking over and going, maybe we just see what's in that Sunglass Hut. And did you know that they're fully selling designer sunglasses in the middle of Adventureland? They're selling. And I bought Prada sunglasses. I don't know what came over me, but I did actually need sunglasses, and I unfortunately am a Prada girly, and I couldn't help myself, and I was just riding high, having a great time with my mom, having a wonderful trip, being like, well, we don't really do Hanukkah, so I guess this is my Hanukkah present to myself. It was like my one holiday gift. I'm really stoked about it. My mom talked me into these sunglasses. They're very ritzy. I look like a classy lady in them. But half the reason I wanted them is that the origin story of these fancy sunglasses is that I bought them near that bad bathroom in Adventureland. And if you go to Magic Kingdom, you know what I'm talking about. You know what that bad bathroom is. It's one of the worst. It's one of the worst ones. It is so busy. The vibe is bad. It is not good. And I bought these beautiful sunglasses around the corner from it. Please let me know. Please call in if you've ever bought anything from this sunglass hut, because I don't think I've ever seen anybody buy anything at these sunglass huts. And yet here I was, just like, I guess this is happening. I guess I'm buying nice sunglasses. I'm very excited about them. I'm going to get prescription lenses put in now that I'm home. And it's truly the most expensive Disney souvenir I've ever bought besides an annual pass. But really, it tickled me that like this is my big purchase, my big fancy big girl sunglass purchase, because my sunglasses are all Warby Parker and are all like scratched to shreds. They all cost like $99 and are a disaster, like falling apart because I wear them every single day. But I got these nice sunglasses in Adventureland, and it was really exciting. So I was truly riding that high, and then with my mom and I, afterwards, we walked through and we were like, well, I guess we'll get popcorn on the way out. So we went to our favorite popcorn stand, which of course is the one, if you're facing the castle, it's the at the hub, it's the one on the right. It is the best popcorn. It always is great. If it's bad, it's good. It's still good. Other places, sometimes you'll get it and it's not really buttery. This one is always good. And we were a little scared because we got in line. Again, we're not here to overstay our welcome. We don't want to get in trouble. We don't have party tickets. We just had regular admission. We just wanted to come in and fact check and go on a ride and buy sunglasses and then leave. And we got in line and one of the cast members was like, are you here for the party? And we were like, oh my God, no, I'm sorry. We're leaving. We just wanted to get popcorn. And they were like, oh, no. You can get popcorn. You just can't buy whatever like gingerbread popcorn thing they had exclusive to the party. And we were like, okay, fine. And it just something about staying there after 6 o'clock. Again, I'm not trying to break any rules. We were on our way out. We were moseying, but something about it just felt a little bad. It felt like a little fun to be there later than we were supposed to. It felt like we were breaking a rule, but we weren't breaking any rules, but it was very fun. It was very fun. So we got the popcorn. The popcorn was great. We shopped around. My mom went in all the stores. I took some photos in front of the Hanukkah window, as one does. Oh, I never posted those. Oops. Oh, well. But because we were on our way out and we were fully leaving for a very specific reason, which doesn't happen a lot. Usually you're like, okay, we have lightning lanes or we want to go on this ride or like we're going home to go to sleep. We were leaving because other people were supposed to be there and we weren't. And so we just kind of took our time and it was really nice. Like we got to look at all of the windows on Main Street, which I never really pause and do. We got to look at all the details. I went in the confectionery, the sweet shop, and like looked at all the things. Like it was just nice to have a slower pace and a reason to be at that slower pace, because of course that was not our final stop. Oh no, we did 3 parks in one day before a work cruise, before I would barely be sleeping the next few days. You know, we did it. We just had to close the loop and we made it to Hollywood Studios. We took the bus over. I think we had took a lot of buses on this trip just because I was like, I didn't want to plan. Like the whole point of this trip was it was a bonus day before a lot of work. I wanted to have no stress, no plans, no schedule, nothing. I wanted to wing everything. We only had that one dinner reservation, which I made because I knew we'd arrive and be hungry and then be like, what are we going to do? And then be at the Contemporary and then be like, I don't know where we want to eat. And I don't like the vibe in the Contemporary at nighttime. It just feels like the lobby vibe is weird. Long story short, made that one dinner reservation at Summer House, but made no other plans. Made no other plans. And so we went over to Hollywood Studios because why not? I had to say my official goodbyes to the Muppets Courtyard, which I will be going back, thankfully, before it closes. I mean, if they close before I go back in February, we're going to have a problem, but I think we're safe. I think we're good. I just had to say goodbye to the fountain, which I say right now as I'm staring at so many ceramic Miss Piggy items in my office. I'm coping. I'm dealing with it. And I'm excited to have a formal goodbye, but it was nice to go back there at night because I really wanted a nighttime park moment. And Hollywood Studios at night with the neon signs, it's just, especially in the winter and the holiday season, it's so nice. It's so nice. The dark room, like that sign specifically, that facade is beautiful. I'm just looking like, like all the Legends of Hollywood store. Like, oh, the lights are so nice. We walked around. I saw the fountain. What else did we do while we were there? I think that was it. I think we picked up a little food and then we headed back to get ready to sail on the Treasure. We woke up that morning and I will tell you, like I said, I like to push the boundaries. I like to do a little too much. And I really wanted to wake up the morning of the Treasure because the timing just barely worked. I think the buses started boarding at, let's say, 9. And Magic Kingdom, I think, opened. I think the buses, let's say the buses boarded at 9:30. Magic Kingdom opened at 8:30 for early entry. So I would have been able to get in around like 8:30. I'm slow, so probably like 8:45. And I really wanted a Main Street iced latte. I really wanted to go to Starbucks. And I was like, what if I wake up, I pack all my bags, my mom takes my bags, I speed walk over to Magic Kingdom, I go to Starbucks, I get my little magical latte in the special cup, and then I bring it on the ship, and it's like, oh, it's like magic. And then my mom was like, you're a fool. Don't do this. Like, you don't need to make a challenge for yourself. The whole point of this trip leading up to the Treasure was to take it easy, to enjoy the resort at a slow pace. And she talked me out of it. She talked me out of rushing over there to get a latte. And she was right. She was right. Mom, you hear that? You were right. You were right. And after that, we boarded the Treasure. We boarded the Treasure and it was absolutely lovely. But that was not the end of our stay at Disney World. Oh, no, no, no. And for that, we will talk about that after this short break. Oh, January, a month where you kind of need something to look forward to. I mean, it's cold out, it's dark, that multi-month holiday bonanza of Halloween into Thanksgiving into the winter holidays has ended. But there is still a glimmer of joy on the horizon for me and for you, because I'm taking this time to treat myself to a little something special, all without spending a fortune on my winter blues. That's obviously where Quince comes in. Because with Quince, you can treat yourself to everyday luxury at an affordable price. Whatever you're looking for, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, including their iconic Mongolian cashmere sweaters, which start at $50. I'm obsessed with Quince because I remain blown away at how high quality all of their items are. Everything I own from Quince is something I wear each and every week, sometimes all days of the week in a row. And I feel good knowing that I'm saving money on these purchases, all while guaranteeing that I get stuff that uses premium fabrics and finishes for that luxury feel in every piece. So treat yourself to something during this gloomy winter without the hefty price tag. Go to quince.com/amusing for 365-day returns and free shipping on your order. For someone who procrastinates like me, that's a pretty good deal. That's quince.com/amusing to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/amusing.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. So here's the deal. After we disembarked the Disney Treasure, we were supposed to go to the airport. We disembarked probably around 8 a.m., I want to say, maybe a little earlier. And my flight wasn't until around 4 p.m. So like I said, when I'm boots on the ground, your girl's gotta be going to Disney World. I gotta be at a theme park. I can't go to the airport and hang out and rot for 6 or so hours. I gotta be in the park. So I requested a transportation change. And instead of going to the airport with my mom, we went back to the Contemporary. And I had plans to surprise her and get her a ticket and go to the Magic Kingdom for about 90 minutes, maybe 2 hours by the time we got in there. But my mom was like, you absolutely cannot spend, I think it was like $172. She's like, you cannot spend this amount of money for us to go back to a place we just went to. It doesn't make sense. It's only a few hours. We will be back. And she was right because I already planned a trip since then. But she's like, you can't do it. I simply cannot do it. And if our bus left earlier, I would have done it. But something I didn't realize, because I don't think I've ever taken the bus back to, no, maybe I have once. It's been a while. I think the last time I took a bus back from Port Canaveral to a Disney World hotel was, oh no, we had a rental car. I don't even remember at this point. That's how long, it was like 8 or 9 years ago. But when you take the buses to the airport, I believe, and don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure, the buses to the airport are rolling. It's like every 20 minutes or something. It's like once they fill them up, they go. From what I understand from my conversation with guest services, again, this is not fully, we're yapping. I'm not fully fact checked. This is what the conversation was. For our bus to the hotel, it was like there was one and that's when it was leaving. And I think they were still waiting for people to get off the ship. So we were on the bus for a while, which cut into the park time. And at that point it was like, we can't spend this much for 95 minutes at the park. So we got dropped off at the Contemporary and I was like, we are doing a monorail tour. We are going to the hotels. We are going to squeeze all the juice out of visiting these hotels. And I have to tell you, something about getting off the Disney Treasure and flying high, truly having an exceptional time. So riding high from the Disney Treasure, having these bonus almost 2 hours at Disney World to just soak it in before we went home. No responsibility, no work, just enjoying the time we spent there. Something about that, and knowing that we had a flight, but it wasn't yet, we were squeezing a little more out of vacation. Again, like Magic Kingdom, felt like we were getting away with something. It was maybe one of the best days I've ever had at Disney World. And we didn't even go into a park. We hopped on the monorail, the Contemporary, and we went straight to the Poly. And once we got to the Poly, I got a coconut coffee at Kona Cafe. I was blown away by it. I was kind of looking at the menu, seeing what I could do, what I could concoct together if they had a special coffee. And that's what the person who worked there recommended. And it was divine. I'm not going to lie, it was divine. But what I will say is that it was freezing outside. So I ended up getting a hot coffee. I think it was a cappuccino, probably. But Hold on, let me check. Hold on, I took notes. Sorry to make you wait while I scroll back. Okay, that's Disney Treasure. Disney Treasure, Palo. One moment, sorry, Jeff would usually edit this out, but your girl's doing a New Year's Eve edit, and so we're stuck. Okay, I got a hot, like, coconut latte, coconut cappuccino, which was fantastic. But when I say it was cold out, y'all, I am not exaggerating. I was wearing 2 layers of heat tech under overalls. So 2 layers of heat tech, intense Uniqlo heat tech. I've been told I pronounced that store incorrectly, and I need to correct that. Thank you to the person who told me that. It's Uniqlo. Uniqlo heat tech under a Uniqlo heat tech vest, or the ultralight down. So I'm wearing 2 layers of heat tech, a down vest, a leather jacket, a hat, overalls, like socks and shoes. And I was freezing outside, middle of the day, sun out, doesn't matter. It was so cold. And I always forget there's a little time period where Disney World gets real, real cold. And I'm so glad I packed layers. Always make sure to check if the end of your trip will be secretly cold if you are going during that time frame, because whoo, it'll get you. We had this blissful little time at the Poly. I ran into a member of the Family. We hung out for a while. Their mom had the coolest hat. I need to try to find it on eBay. It's like all of these different embroidered Goofies. It's so sick. It's like a little timeline of Goofies. I have to find this hat. I will get it. I will make sure I get it because it's so good. We walked around the Poly. It was just, we took in the atmosphere. We enjoyed ourselves. Well, we tried to enjoy ourselves. My mom had like a really nightmarish flight delay situation, but we still tried to enjoy ourselves at the Poly. And we went in the store. I bought this tin of cookies from Honolulu Cookie, which is a very well-known thing. A bunch of people, I posted about this and a bunch of people told me that they sell these at Cost Plus World Market, I think was the place. But I haven't seen these before. And they had, I know that they were like a Hawaii-based cookie company. I didn't realize they had them, I'd say, I guess, on the mainland. I didn't realize they had them that much here. But the person who worked at the Poly who checked me out was like, oh, the holiday ones are incredible. I bought it for the tin because the tin was gorgeous. It was red and it had this cursive lettering that said, fa-la-la, truly beautiful. And I brought the cookies home and I ate them. They're good. These cookies are, if you see Honolulu cookies in your regular day-to-day shopping, let me tell you, they're good. So after there, we head to the Grand Floridian, and I don't know what it is, and I'm really curious if you all feel the same way, but there's something that happens sometimes when you go to the Grand Floridian, and it just feels like the pinnacle Disney World experience in your bones. I've stayed there and haven't felt it. I've stayed there and have felt it. I don't know what happened, but we got there and I was like the happiest I've ever been during this less than 2 hour jaunt to Disney hotels. It was so blissful. It was just so nice to like really be there, not be worried about anything. To like, you know, the whole element of like, we have a schedule, we have dining, we got to do this, we got to go to this park. Like there's a lot of scheduling when it comes to a successful Disney World trip, because again, you're spending this money, you are committed to being here. You want, the more you schedule, the more you can get out of the day. Like you don't want to be stranded and be like, where are we going to eat? What are we going to do? But this, the intent was to be stranded. The intent was to be like, we're just going to do whatever. We're going to go wherever. Time is nothing. Usually time is money at Disney World. Here, time was just time. We didn't have a hotel that we were paying for. We didn't have park tickets. We were just enjoying ourselves. And it was so blissful to just be at the parks in this very like empty way, just to be at the resort and just stretch out and just see what was in front of us and appreciate the small things, appreciate truly just being there, just being on the monorail, just being in a store. It was really refreshing and really, really nice. I highly recommend a late flight out because that's what I did on my next trip because I just got to absorb every single second. We got to the Grand Floridian. And again, we're in full holiday mode. We got the tree. We got the gingerbread house. But we're not even all about that. We're just happy to be there. We're going in the stores. We're going in that store you never go in. You know, the one with the ritzy stuff, like the golf stuff and the perfume. I mean, they're spritzing perfume, smelling smells, looking at, ooh, the fancy Vera Wang bridal ears. Ooh, like we're just living our lives. And then we're hungry. So we're like, let's go to Gasparilla Island Grill. And usually when I go to Gasparilla Island Grill, I get the macaroni and cheese. That's my thing. I get the macaroni and cheese. But today, again, I'm looking at things with different eyes. Like when I was at the Magic Kingdom and just appreciating, oh, walking through the stores, looking at the details, looking at the windows, just enjoying. I'm there and I'm like, you know what? I've never really gotten a salad here. And little did I know, low key, the best salad bar on property is over at Grand Floridian's Gasparilla Island Grill. Because there's a salad. You pick all your own toppings. They don't weigh it. They don't weigh it. There is no limit to how many toppings you can get. So I got a big old mishmash, like an intense Chex Mix style bag of lettuce and a bunch of vegetables. It was fantastic. I want to say it was $13.49. You can get chicken or steak. I'm going back to get steak. It was so good. My mom and I ate half of these salads and we're like, that was incredible. We're going to bring the rest on the airplane. We got, there's like a chicken wrap, I think it was, a chicken sandwich to go, which I ate on the plane on my very long flight home. Absolutely divine. And then, I mean, again, it was so cold, we were shivering while eating these sandwiches outside. And then after that, we decided to walk. And we had a little meal, and it was delightful. And then we walked the walking path from Grand Floridian all the way back to the Contemporary. And to close the loop, we stopped at Magic Kingdom because there was a PhotoPass photographer on our side of the gate, didn't even go in, took a photo in front of Magic Kingdom like we'd been there that day. It was really the nicest way to end the trip. And I think my takeaway from that is just to remind you that just being there can be special. And I know I do this too, and I emphasize this so much, and I maybe this reminder is for myself mostly, but if you make it to Disney World, just remember, just being there is magical. Just these hotels is magical. And I know we get caught up in the ADRs, the advanced dining reservations, and like the different rooms, and like the resorts, and like the parks, and the park hopping, and the parties, and the lightning lanes, and the upsells, and the tickets, and the fireworks. Like, I know there's a lot that you like layer in to be like, oh, we got to do everything, which is that's how my brain works. But if you strip it all away, and you leave this little window on your trip to just appreciate where you are, to look at the details, to go slowly. That doesn't happen automatically, but if you can find a way to make a pocket where that can happen, true magic will really come out of it. I had the best time, and it's laughable to say like, oh, I'm really obsessed with Disney right now because Hi, we're about approaching year 5 of this podcast and year 10 of my job. Like, I've been doing this for a decade. Yeah, I'm obviously obsessed. But I don't know. Lately, it's just really feeding me in a way that I didn't anticipate. Because, you know, not to, like, just to generalize, having a job like this, being in the travel industry, is very tricky with a young child. The landscape has changed a lot. Yada, yada, yada. There's a lot going on. But something about being there sometimes, really, sometimes it's frustrating. When it's hot out, I'm not happy. Sometimes I'm there being like, I just feel like I'm being charged over and over and over for stuff. But that day, that magical day, just enjoying the resort is really what I want to get back to. I want to find ways to just appreciate where I am, to not be worried about lightning lanes and scheduling and booking and paying for things. I already paid to be there. I already have my annual pass. I just bought my mom an annual pass, which I haven't even told her yet. This is going to be the first time she knows. Surprise, mom. Surprise, I brought you an annual pass. But it's like, you put the money down, you paid for the hotel, you got the tickets, you're there, you flew, you drove, you parked, all of it. I just want to appreciate more of the details and the placemaking and the things that make these places so special. And year over year, like coming back and experiencing those details again, that's something I really want to focus on in this coming year that we have just begun together. I will be back in a few weeks with more podcast episodes. This one's just a casual little gab sesh, catching up. I always feel guilty. I'm always like, oh no, you're only hearing me yap instead of hearing me yap. I don't know why I categorize things differently in my brain. But regardless, I appreciate you. I'm very thankful that I am able to take a couple weeks. I'm not taking a couple weeks off. I'm not chilling. I'm like going to Disneyland a zillion times, and we'll be putting together a whole calendar for the upcoming year and some special stuff. If you're an Instagram subscriber, you know what I'm talking about. There's something special coming. But anyway, I love you all. I appreciate you being here. I thank you for listening. I hope this at least felt a little like we went to Disney World together. And if it didn't, don't worry, I'm going back in a few weeks. So I know I can't help myself. I was like on vacation being like, when can I go to Disney World? I was in Mexico being like, okay, I got to go back to Disney World. And then I was in Colorado being like, okay, but when am I going to go back to Disney World? Again, I got to go back. And I just love it. And I'm going to Disneyland in a few days. And I'm really feeling the Disney highs more than the Disney lows these days. And it's really nice. And I'm trying to hold that perspective for as long as possible. I hope you have a wonderful new year. I will be in touch in a few weeks. I will be obviously online until we are back in, we're taking 2 weeks off. So then I guess 3 weeks, I don't know how math works. But I will see you soon, and I love you, and happy new year. And thank you for listening. And I appreciate each and every one of you. And I really want that Thai banana cookie again. Oh, so good. For listening to the first episode of Very Amusing in 2025. You can rate, review, and follow us on Apple Podcasts, and rate and follow us on Spotify. You know this from years past. You already know this. And you can give us a call at 747-CHURROS or a voice note or email it to 747churros@gmail.com. Again, this was a quickie little episode, so we did not have a churros call, but keep them coming. There have been some wonderful ones we've received, and we'll be back on top of it when we return in a couple of weeks. You can get Very Amusing merchandise at very-amusing.com. You can follow me at Carly Wiesel throughout the internet and join the Formally, I love the Formally, at facebook.com/group/Carly Wiesel. You can also subscribe to my Instagram, 99 cents a month. It's a blast. I post a lot more on there these days than I do on the main feed. It's just a nice little community. I really enjoy it. You can find that at Carly Wiesel on Instagram. If you're listening to this, you've probably been there before. This episode was edited terribly by me. And I will own it. Thanks so much for listening. See you real soon. Hi, it's me. Do not skip this ad, because this is an ad for MEI Mouseman Travel, yes, but it's also a comprehensive list of all the ways you will save money booking your Disney vacation this year. Because free dining is back. Hotel discounts are here. But on top of that, Mousefan Travel is actually going to pay you to take a Disney vacation. Because on top of all of these promotions that Disney World dropped, Mousefan Travel will give you a free Disney gift card just for booking your vacation with them. Not only is it free to book with Mousefan Travel, but to thank you for saving money with all these discounts and promotions, they'll save you even more money. They're going to give you money for the privilege of saving you money. See? This is why I love them so much. And if I sound hyped up and a little overwhelmed and really stress the urgency, it's because if you book now, the sooner you book, you can take advantage of as many rooms and packages available before other people snap them up, and the hotel you want, or the discount that you need, or the package that's available just poof, disappears. And those people going to Disney World, saving money, they're not my priority. You are. And when you book with Mouse Fan Travel, you'll be their priority too. So here's what you need to know when it comes to discounts in 2025. Disney World's famous free dining promotion is back. It's on trips between May 27th and June 26th and July 7th to August 6th of this year. So that's almost all of June and almost all of July. Free dining requires a minimum 3-night length of stay and a minimum 3-day park hopper ticket. And if that doesn't really work for you, don't worry. Disney World has a zillion more discounts, including up to 30% off hotel rooms all summer on most nights from May 1st to September 30th, which is almost half the year that you can save money on your hotel and still get that Mouse Fan Travel gift card. They've even got this Disney World package deal where you can save up to $200 per night on most stays February 26th to June 30th. They've got up to 25% off rooms in early 2025. They've got Florida resident discounts. They have discounts all year long. They've basically got enough numbers and percentages to fill an AP statistics exam. And Mouse Fan Travel's vacation planners will make sense of all of it. They will do better on the AP stat test than I did. And they will find you the best deal possible. So please reach out to Mouse Fan Travel today to save money and make money back at mousefantravel.com/amusing. And again, you are eligible for that free gift card, up to $250 just for booking for free with Mouse Fan Travel. If you've never used a travel agent before or just want to see what it might cost to squeeze in a family vacation, reach out for a free quote, tell them I sent you, and enjoy the extra dollars in your pocket and those planning experts on your side. Head to mousefantravel.com/amusing.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh my gosh, the Disney Treasure was the greatest trip. I have to start out with the 3 Michelin star Enchante, the fabulous, fabulous Palo. Oh, the dining experience was like nothing I've ever had. It was so wonderful. The live plays of Moana and the Beauty and the Beast were so well done. I swore I'd tear it up. It was such a Broadway experience. I loved it. The Coco restaurant was a great experience with the live show, and the food was so good, and the little churros with the caramel sauce was outstanding. Beautiful, bright paintings all over the ship. Tile pictures were done extraordinary. Everything was like magnificent, clean, beautiful. And it was, I remember we were strolling, I think it was almost the last day, we were strolling by the barbershop, and there was like a digital game that you can play at the barbershop with lights, and it's a special thing, so I won't ruin it, but it's kind of fun, and you do that when you walk by. Castaway Key, my favorite day ever. The beautiful water and floating around in the beautiful weather, and it was so great. Oh my gosh, the Haunted Mansion Parlor Lounge was magical. And I have been on many, many cruises, but the Treasure was the best cruise I've ever been on. I had so much fun, and taping a very amusing podcast, your very amusing podcast at 2 a.m. was so much fun for me. I thought you were so tired, and thank you for doing that. Thank you for the best trip, honey. I love experiencing the Treasure with you. I love you so much, and I love you, Pearl.